Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. Hello once again, and yes, this is Organ First Radio, bringing you the very best of theatre and electronic organ music via the MSS internet web pages. Looking at my postbag of requests, not to mention new recordings that have come my way in recent times, my feeling is that this month's edition is going to weigh heavily in favour of the electronic organ music scales. Not only that, I have some special advanced recordings made by the fabulous organist Stan Kioma. But to commence with, a request for Stuart McMillan of West Sussex, who asks for anything bright and breezy from Tim Flint playing the Roland AT-80. Well, I can certainly comply with part of the request in the form of the artist, but as his recordings are only available at concerts and mail order, and he doesn't supply to MSS, I don't have any recordings of him on the organ in question, Stuart. However, perhaps you'll accept this one from a few years back now, as we joined him aboard the 920 Special in the company of his Yamaha HX1.
Thank you.
Tim Flint and the 920 Special, getting our show off to a very lively start this month. Continuing with their popular decision to reissue many of the early Klaus Wunderlich recordings, Bell Music of Germany have recently added a new double CD with a title borrowed from one of Klaus's actual LP recordings. In his vast output of recordings, there were only a couple on which his talent as both a pianist and an organist playing for dancing were ever showcased. It's those delightful LPs that appear on this new CD titled All Time Favourites. For apparent technical reasons, it wasn't possible to include all the tracks from the two original LPs, which were titled Caressing the Keys and All Time Favourites Club Dancing. Not only that, I must point out that one track appears on both CDs, something that should have been spotted before it went to the pressing plant. Nevertheless, with chances of hearing any more of his very early recordings, in fact, coming to an end, this new release is most welcome. Here, then, is the maestro himself with a foxtrot medley consisting of Alexander's Ragtime Band, September in the Rain, Swing Again, and Somebody Loves Me. Thank you. Foxtrot medley played by the late Klaus Wunderlich and taken from his new CD, details of which will be on our video screen or alternatively on the Organ First web pages themselves.
For the best organ music on the internet, it has to be Organ First Radio.
In recent times, I've been cooperating with a former broadcaster and record reviewer friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of Tony Nobbs, in connection with some re-releases of recordings on the Jasmine label of tracks by Lenny D, Ken Griffin, and Jackie Davis. Nothing to do with any of those artists, I might add, but I asked Tony if he'd any recordings by an organist named David Mackesy. Someone we can find little or no information on, not even a photograph. Well, I know he made a number of 78 RPM recordings because at one time I did have some, but not this one. A composition titled Maracas. By David Mackesy. In my more youthful days, I used to be employed by Associated British Cinemas, and the musical director for that company was Joseph Seal, a fine musician who made many broadcasts and recordings on the lovely Wurlitzer, which used to be in his base theatre, the Regal Kingston upon Thames. Came the day when organs were being removed from cinemas, that instrument went to the Brentford Music Museum, and in more recent times the whole collection of mechanical musical instruments, not to mention the Wurlitzer, have all been removed to a much nicer and user-friendly location, not a million miles away. Well, this month sees the new building being officially opened, and so I thought it would be the right time to include a track of Joseph Seal playing that instrument. Here he is then with a selection from the Ivor Novello production of Glamorous Night. Joseph Seal and a selection from Glamorous Night. Well, from one Wurlitzer with a most distinctive sound to another. Coming up next is the sound of the organ in the auditorium of the St. Mary of the Lake Seminary in Mundelein, Illinois. The late Johnny Seng made this instrument famous, but on this occasion, seated at this very crisp-sounding installation, is Walt Stroney. Now, the name of Zez Comfrey will forever be associated with such finger-busting pieces as Dizzy Fingers, Stumbling, Buffoon and Kitten on the Keys. So, by way of a change, here's a delightful composition that Zez Comfrey wrote back in 1927. It's called Valse Mirage. In a few recent programmes, I featured tracks from one of my favourite organists, who I had the pleasure of meeting, and more especially enjoying one of his famous cabaret club concerts in the USA. His name was Lenny D. But around the time that Lenny was making a name for himself, there was another organist who was making a pitch to become the King of Hammond. Sadly, he didn't have the backing of a major record company in the way that Lenny did. But nevertheless, he did make some recordings, and I promised a listener over in Belgium, Willie Shears, that I would include one. Well, in fact, the tracks are so short that I've put two together for you, Willie. Here, then, is the Don Johnson Group with the Miami Beach Rumba and Pennsylvania Polka. Thank you. Miami Beach Rumba and Pennsylvania Polka played by Don Johnson. And as in the case of organist David Mackesy, who we heard in the first half of this month's show, I've been unable to find little or nothing about Don Johnson. Some of the finest and most entertaining recordings to ever originate from Blackpool were those made by the late Horace Finch, the undisputed master of that lovely Wurlitzer that used to be in the Empress Ballroom. I always used to enjoy his broadcast because he seemed to be having so much fun with the music he played, and when he went into one of his unmistakable rhythmic moods, it was a bonus as far as I was concerned. Here then are two contrasting tunes, firstly These Foolish Things, and then a number which, to be honest, the arrangement of he made his very own, When You're Smiling. These Foolish Things and When You're Smiling, Horace Finch at Blackpool. Now, in the August edition of the programme, I said it was a pity that organist Stan Kioma hadn't made any more recordings other than the one that's available via MSS, namely All Dressed Up. Well, then someone wrote to me and said that Stan had in fact made other recordings and gave me a contact number. And yes, he has. 5 in total. And what's more, he's promised to send copies to me, which I in turn will share selected tracks with you in the months to come. In the meantime, he's sent me some advanced tracks from his very latest CD, which is in the process of being mastered right now. So sit back and enjoy this fun arrangement of I Feel Pretty. West Side Story, a rather musically humorous version of I Feel Pretty, played by Stan Kioma on the Roland AT90SL. And that's an advanced track from his forthcoming CD, which is going to be titled One Night Stan. Okay, here's a second track, and this one will please all of you who enjoy the big band sound. A change of instrument now to the Roland 900C for the Duke Ellington Medley.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington medley played by Stan Kioma. And neither of those two items are yet available, but hopefully when they are, it'll be via MSS Studios and perhaps even with some of Stan's other recordings as well.
Alan Ashton on Organ First Radio. You know it makes sense.
Lady theatre organists are overshadowed, numbers-wise, by the males of the species, but here's 26-year-old Catherine Drummond, who recorded the famous ex-Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer, now in Nyad Pendry, Towan in Wales. Now, Montagu Ewan was a writer of light music and potpourris for piano, and his portrait of a toy soldier was arranged for orchestra by Hubert Bath. But, as you'll hear, and I hope enjoy, it comes across superbly on theatre organ, especially when played by Catherine Drummond. Portrait of a Toy Soldier, played by Catherine Drummond. The last time I heard about Catherine, she was taking time out for college and university studies, so with playing such as that, I do hope that she's still managing to keep her hand in with organ playing. You know, there are a great many people who love to play the organ and keyboards, but either by choice or oversight, never get offered a recording contract or to tour an organ circuit. In order to display their talents to a wider audience, there's only one solution, and that is to pay out not inconsiderable sums of money to have their recordings professionally produced and then sell them from whatever outlets are open to them. One such very talented person has been featured on the show a number of times. He comes from Germany and his name is Bruno Hoff. His favourite instrument, apart from the piano, is the Korg PA-1X Pro keyboard, and his latest CD is called Sunset Walking. The title is one of his own compositions, and it's a delightfully expressive piece which could, for all the world, form the soundtrack to a romantic film with shots of tall buildings bathed in the rays of early evening sunlight. Anyway, judge for yourselves, here is Bruno Hoff and Sunset Walking. Sunset Walking, which is Bernard Hoff's musical tribute to the days when he played jazz in Cape Town. Well, this is one of those recordings where meticulous attention has been paid to the very detailed arrangements. Each of these 16 items have little surprises, little nuances that you don't always get on similar thematic keyboard CDs. It's obvious that this is a multi-track recording, but every one of the individual tracks is played by Bernard. There are no MIDI files used at all. As for the tunes, well, Sunset Walking is the one you'll have heard for the very first time, no doubt, and others include such standards as Tangerine, Learning the Blues, Take the A-Train, Tenderly, and this one, How High the Moon. Thank you. From Germany, Bruno Hoff, a track taken from his latest recording titled Sunset Walking. Produced at home and then remastered by one of the foremost Organ World sound recording engineers, Al G, at Geisler Music and Media, and the whole CD produced by Andreas Mautner, husband of Claudia Hirschfeld. A pedigree lineup, if ever there was one. And so there we are. Time's up once again. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and the choice of music, and that some of the extracts from the new recordings have whetted your appetite to go ahead and purchase them. And with that, until next month, when I hope to have another eclectic mix of pipe and electronic organ music, this is yours truly, Alan Ashton, saying bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.